All generations see the change of times, but I think that this was a very different kind of change. It was this extraordinary, catastrophic change, as that feminist historian spoke of. Dylan was announcing a radical departure from everything that the West had known in the past to something seemingly brand new. David Horowitz and Peter Collier, who were Marxist students, leaders of the SDS in Berkeley in the 60s, who finally went back on all of that stuff and wrote the book Destructive Generation about the 60s revolution, understood that at the heart of the revolution was not simply drugs and sex, but it was also the destruction of Western civilization. If you want to hear this man, he's an amazing person, David Horowitz. You can find him on Google him. He has incredible insights as to what is happening right now. He's a Jewish agnostic, by the way. But what we were actually seeing in the 60s, I believe, was a pagan revival. Ex-Roman Catholic, Jungian Gnostic by the name of Mark Gaffney describes this time as a serendipitous confluence of events. That is to say, an unforeseen but delightful turn of events where you have the decline of Christianity and the growth of these alternate spiritualities. And so many spiritualities got their start here in the 60s. A pantheistic spiritual revival took place. I'll just run through a few of them. The American Indian Vision Quest, the Akashic Record, the Ayurvedic Medicine, chakras, Eastern meditation of all kinds, Ekankar, which is soul travel, Feng Shui, Hare Krishna, karma, mandalas, mantras, reincarnation, shamanism, Sufism, Tai Chi, Tantrism, I Ching, to mention just a few. And these, for many people, have become dominant notions in the identification.